reading this morning says, I've become all things to all men. That's not a bad thing. What he's saying is, I'm going to try and adapt the message I preach to the people that I meet. And of course, that's really important. There's no good speaking in a way that certain people won't understand. So the story this morning, the whole theme of the service this morning, is about love and explaining divine love to children. Right, would you all like to go and sit down? Now, who's brought a teddy in this morning? Has anyone got a special bear? Have you got a bear? Alison's got a bear. Tell us what your bear's called, Alison.
Well, when I was little, he was just called Teddy, but he later acquired a name, Fred. Because he is Fred Bear. Oh.
Excellent. Oh, there's a beautiful bear here. Let's just hold this bear up. Really nice bear. It's a very good bear. And, oh, there's a little dog here. What's the dog called? It's called Dog. There's a dog called Dog. Have you got a special bear? What's your bear called? No? There's lots of lovely bears. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my daughter's special thing. It wasn't... Oh, Rachel's got a bear. Let's just show... Hold the bear high, please, Rachel. Whoop! That's lovely. He's called what? What's he called?
Ted.
Ted. My little girl, Katie, didn't have a bear. She had a dompet. A dompet is a special love blanket. Anyone had a special blanket when they were little? Yeah, Rachel's got one. It's grey. It's very grey. Yeah, there's a couple of people at the back who have got special blankets. It's the only thing I've ever sewed. It was when I was pregnant, and you have to sit around doing nothing for ages. I quilted this blanket, and it had three yellow lambs on it, and it was very, very sweet. And almost immediately, Katie was in love with this dompet. And in the way that love objects have, it went everywhere with us. We once left it at the House of Lords by mistake, and it had to be messengered over to the courthold, which was hugely embarrassing, because when Paul unpacked this exciting package, it turned out to be this sort of grubby, ripped love blanket. We once left it on a train and rushed back to get it. We left it on buses. When you're going out somewhere, you get car keys, two children, house keys, and dompet. You couldn't go anywhere without it. When we went to America when Kate was seven, I carefully packed this dompet in a trunk. And then one morning we were on the train ready to go, and we were congratulating ourselves on having got there with 10 minutes to spare. And there was this tiny voice that said, "Where's dompet?" And she'd taken it out of the suitcase and put it in her bed, and there it was. And we had to go 3,000 miles without dompet, and she was incredibly brave, I tell you. Just a little wobble of the lip and a little tear dripping onto her jumper as we set off without it. So I explained to her that, in fact, dompet was travelling the world while we were away and, in fact, wouldn't get lost. And we told her preposterous stories about this beloved object. When you first feel love for a special object, whether it's a teddy or a blanket, you feel you want to protect it, you worry about it, you keep an eye on it, you're very upset if it's far from you, you grieve for it if you lose it. And I think that this is the first time in your life that you feel love. It's the first time that you feel protective about something. It happens from being about 2 years old. These are really deep feelings. And so what I'm wanting to say to the children this morning is that when you are feeling fear, care, devotion, love, when you're wondering about how to look after your creatures that you love, your toys or your animals or your pets, this is a tiny reflection of what God feels about us. He feels passionate and loves us very much. And so it's a way of thinking about love.